Now joined by head coach Brian Upton of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs. Usually we go about 10, 15 minutes with coach, but we got Milan Lathrop basketball coming up from Lathrop at 6 o'clock. And we got a fairly lengthy interview, a state preview, wrestling with head coach Charlie Bacon this hour. So we'll go shorter than usual today, but certainly we're going to have some Bulldog basketball on the air here over the next week and a half. As two games left in the regular season, and then districts begin next week. Coach, congrats on the win Saturday night against Stanbury.
Thanks. That was a hard-fought win. Stanbury and Coach McQueen, that's a good team. She does a good job with them, and we knew we were going to have our hands full. And, you know, especially not played in a week, not getting in the gym much, it was kind of a struggle at times. But, you know, I was proud with how hard we played. We weren't, you know, overly effective sometimes. We had, you know, I think the time off really affects our timing a little bit more than anything else. I've just noticed that when we go long stretches between games, we get into a little turnover problem because we haven't had that problem this year, and I think we had 14 or 15 against Stanbury, and part of that is just due to their good team, but part of it is we're just, you know, it's hard to simulate game speed activities, especially when you don't get to practice too much, so, you know, you can't control the weather, so you got to do what you got to do. And I thought we fought hard and played well enough to win.
You had to be when the news came out, and I kind of saw it too in that tweet that said you know Cameron and Maryville couldn't play Monday. They're gonna have to move their game to Tuesday. I thought, that's going to affect the ability to have senior night for the girls. But you know, long story short, canceled the Cameron game last night. Canceled the trip to Hamilton tomorrow. But the girls get their senior night against Wellington Napoleon on Thursday. And I can't think of a more deserving group of five that deserve that senior night.
Oh, yeah, Wes did a great job. I mean, this has been a nightmare for him. You know, I'm sure he's catching grief because of the weather, which he can't control, you know. But he did a great job, and I'm just really appreciative that Wellington was willing to come up and play and give this group a senior night that they deserve. And so we're really excited about getting to play them. They're a really good team. We're going to have our hands full. I mean, I don't know if they're eighth or ninth, class one. They're typically a class two team. I think they just went down to class one maybe this year, like Stanbury did. But they've got a really nice team. They're like, I don't know, 18-3, and you know they get some wins against some class four teams. You know they're a really fine squad. We're gonna have our hands full.
Yeah, KTTN 92.3 for those games tomorrow. We're gonna have NASCAR coverage from Daytona on Z101.7 on Thursday night. Coach, if there's any group that I can, you know, the goals are so high, and obviously the girls know that there's a difference between getting the girls into practice or getting them into games with just kind of working out on your own. But if there's any group that I think would be motivated to do what they can to stay in shape on their own, it'd be this group.
Yeah, and, you know, some of them have done a really nice job with it. You know, it's just hard. You know, there's just, you know, the weather is just obviously not cooperated at all, and, you know, they've tried to do what they can do, but it's just different being in a controlled environment where you're working on specific things or, you know, trying to do things that are basketball related that will help you stay in shape. So, but, you know, there's been a few of them that's done a really nice job of really staying on top of it. But it doesn't replace practice time, you know. And so hopefully here going forward we can get on some sort of reasonable schedule, although the weather doesn't look all that great.
Yeah,
it's forecasted, so we'll just have to see how it goes.
Yeah, we know there's snow in the forecast for Friday, so maybe that Milan trip just isn't meant to be this year. I'm not sure, so we'll see what happens with that. Districts next week, Coach, and I know the girls have been referring to it as the second season, and yeah, their focus is on game-to-game as it should be, but they're really focused on making this district run, a potential district run, memorable.
Oh, definitely. They've put a lot of work in over the last 4 years, not only in season but out of season as well. And they want to really leave their mark on Trenton High School whole history, and they've got a chance to do that. And you know, things got to go your way. You know, it's just there's nothing easy about it. Every team steps up what they do in the postseason. Nobody wants their season to end. So we're going to have to go out and no one's going to give us anything. We're going to have to take whatever we want. And we're going to have to play well to do it.
You got Carrollton Monday in the first game of the day at 4. And, you know, I saw them at Holiday Hoops, and they were much improved to me to what Carrollton's been over the last 5-6 years. I think they had a freshman who definitely was a player and shot the ball well, and they kind of ran the offense through. But, you know, better than the Carrollton teams that you've seen in recent years.
This is not the typical Carrollton teams of the last few years. Their record is not great, but as I was looking through their record, they haven't been blown out this year. They've lost a lot of close games, lost games in overtime. It's not a typical 8 seed, to be honest with you. They got a girl that I know scored like 38 or 39 points in a tournament game. They got a nice post player that I've seen in action. This is not a typical 1-8 seed. I guess what I'll say. I think we have a better team, but that doesn't mean that always translates to the success you want on the court. So we're going to really have to be prepared because this is not Carrollton team of old. Their coach down there has done a nice job with them. They're relatively athletic. They get after it defensively. So we're going to have our hands full, and we're going to have to be ready to play.
District's at Higginsville. Trenton, again, plays Monday at 4 against Carrollton. Coach, we'll see you at the gym tomorrow night for senior night. Thanks for the time today.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.